I'm going to read a brief passage from the Scott Forsman Handbook for Writers. The passage is an example of bad transitions, sentences that don't logically flow from one another and that, therefore, seem kind of disjointed and weird. Here we go. Some Americans live in affluent suburbs or university communities. It's easy to get the impression that the American population is healthy. Joggers and bicycle riders are everywhere. Many restaurants feature low-fat entrees. Many Americans are unhealthy. That was awkward, right? The sentences and the ideas they contain don't seem to build on each other, and in some cases, they seem almost unrelated. This is what we mean by bad transitions. If you've never paid much attention to transitions before, that's probably a good thing. Transitions are the kinds of things that you only notice when they're a problem. Good transitions we usually just take for granted. There are a number of ways to turn bad transitions to good. The easiest is by linking the thoughts together with more words. Sometimes a single word will do it, for example, the word therefore. When you use a word like therefore, you're saying that the last idea naturally leads to the next. And this works well, but only in certain cases. Words like however and but can link one sentence's idea to the next, but unlike therefore, they do so in a way that contrasts the ideas, as in, I like pie, but I don't like most other desserts. Phrases like with that in mind or in spite of that fact can also transition from one idea to the next, as can whole clauses like that is why. And another way that writers transition from one sentence to another is by pointer words like first and second, or next, last, and finally. All of these added words can make clear that you're expressing one idea that is connected to another. And all of these strategies work great in some cases. But other times, they're just a band-aid solution. Yes, they patch together ideas, but the fact that the ideas needed patching in the first place tells you that the logical progression of the passage may not be all it could be. Other times, problem transitions occur not because the ideas didn't flow from one another, but because those ideas weren't clearly stated in the first place. Listen to this passage. It is known that many of those who study at universities today struggle with basic academic disciplines. There are many, in fact, that will not ever go on to become whatever they set out to be. It is not the future many had hoped for when they first began. Now, in that passage, a big part of the problem is that each of the sentences starts with either it is or there are. When you rely on these forms too much, you can end up without enough tangible subjects or enough well-emphasized tangible subjects to make clear references to. Let me reword that passage to show you what I mean. The first two sentences were, it is known that many of those who study at universities today struggle with basic academic disciplines. There are many, in fact, that will never go on to become whatever they set out to be. Now here's the rewrite. Many university students struggle with basic academic disciplines. Many will never achieve their goals. Notice how in that second sentence, the subject is the pronoun many, and that, thanks to our rewording of the first sentence, we can clearly see that it refers to the subject, university students. So having a clear subject for a sentence allows you to use pronouns in subsequent sentences that, in turn, creates a clear, logical transition between ideas. And this includes not just personal pronouns like he and she, but indefinite pronouns like many and some, and the relative pronoun which. In fact, which can be a very effective way to transition from one idea to another, as in, Joe likes all desserts, which is why he was happy to come out with us for pie. Here, which is a direct reference to the idea that Joe likes all desserts, and it perfectly connects that idea to the one that follows, which is why he was happy to come out with us for pie. The most important thing you can do to ensure good transitions is to remember that your reader is not in your head. Two ideas whose connection seems obvious to you may appear totally unrelated to your reader. And that's why it's your job as the writer to employ any and all of these techniques to make your thinking come across as clearly as possible.